is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun? Just remember when you come up, the show goes on all night.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Nazi Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Peter Roker's Gas Station, and Prince Masters.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't they that make you mad? They treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on
you. Got it locked and loaded to the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and Company right up until 6 p.m. It is Friday. It is the weekend. And like I always tell you, man, all work and no play makes you a dull person, and all play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, Friday is part of the happy medium. Find your happy medium this week. Do it responsibly and you know, enjoy yourself. Because come Monday, more bills got to pay and back to the rat race. But like I said, it is Friday. Melancholy weekend for me. No more football after this weekend. I mean, you got one more game left. You got the Super Bowl after this weekend. And then it's that long, drawn-out period where you got to go through the draft. And then you got to wait for the season to start. You got to do all kind of home improvement projects before the season start. Plus finish on because the season started last season. You see? Oh, boy. But at least there's the NBA, darn it. And there's local politics, because that's a soap opera in unto itself. And listen, shout out to everybody who's called and checked on MJ, man. She's a little bit under the weather, but she will be back on Monday, I promise. I'm doing much better today. And, you know, she shall be back on Monday, all right? So look out for MJ on Monday. I don't want to say nothing silly because she's close and she's feeling better and I don't get hit with no spoon. So I just going to leave that just like that. Now, if you want to chime in, because I'm opening up the lines today, we got lots to talk about. If you want to chime in, be part of the conversation, be a talking head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Tax 9 is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll-free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk, all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, we opening up the lines, big part of the conversation, like I said, will be the headlines. And here they are.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
This was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. 15, get PLP nod. I see maybe one new face. And that's maybe it. Maybe two. And look at Madam Speaker, boy, that's an old picture there, boy, I tell you that. That was many hot dogs ago. He said, we'll go over that for sure, because there's nothing new there, there's nothing exciting there. There's just more of the characters who've contributed to the misery index in this country. And some who have done absolutely nothing at all within their constituency and their portfolio. And that's who you parading out like this good things? OPM says actions of one officer does not define integrity of the Bahamas. The government still in discussions with U.S. over Cuban migrant workers. Marine and ex-con remanded on armed robbery charges. Fully occupied within 6 weeks, Darvo says. Fully occupied? Are you mean fully occupied, Shaky? I mean, Dr. Darvall? With patients or fully occupied with staff and equipment and what? And ready to go? Let's double check that. Man shot by police and 26-year-old woman attempts suicide, police say. And that's just, you know, the Guardian's headlines. If you look across the other dailies, you know, Fred's last dance. I believe I have one campaign left, and that is the campaign to be reelected in Fox Hills, says Fred Mitchell. Hold on now. You mean this could be the man? Stop that. LeBron, now Fred? LeBron out of L.A.? Fred no longer running for reelection as chairman of the PLP? Stop it. Boy, them 100% beef hot dog, Dr. Fox, giving out, got you laser focus. Hey there, Mr. Mitchell. Whee! Fred's last dance. That should have been a couple years ago. Your shelf life has expired. Your political shelf life. Come on, man. If you could do it for the chairmanship, you could do it for Fox Hill. Come on, man. Or does Dr. Fox have to run you into retirement or dance you into retirement? It's time for you to write your memoirs, man. Tell us all the stories of your travels on our dime to places far and wide as Minister of Foreign Affairs or Affairs in Foreign. Man, the late Ivan Johnson had some good stories, man. I hope you share some of them too, you know. Anyway, I digress. More headlines. Davis administration reaffirms zero tolerance for corruption. That's got to be a joke. And pair of siblings charged over vulgar shantytown demolition clash. That had a page straight out of any carnival town in America, any trailer park in America. Yeah, with a dash of siblings, all right. I could go so many ways with that headline. I swear, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break before I get in trouble, because it's Friday. And I ain't gonna lie, I see jokes everywhere. Because if you don't laugh about some of this ish, you will definitely cry, for sure, for sure. All right, let's get to that call. We got a call already. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Man, give MJ my regards and wish all the best, man. Speedy recovery. But, you
no
know,
problem,
I try to laugh about
that
best, right? On the Satan Talk Show, it's come on in the nighttime. When the FNM was going through the ratification act, you know, when we had those challenges in certain areas, Satan Talk Show personalities were saying the FNM is in shambles. Too much in-house fighting. Then if Pentagon lead his party, how do we expect to leave the country? The FNM finish.
Well, listen, I mean, those PLP echo chambers can't come with nothing now, because I'll be honest with you, I hear all kind of infighting in the PLP.
Not at the shoes on the next foot. They call it democracy at its best. Read in the history of the FNM, have you ever heard anyone challenge a sitting MP, challenge a sitting or a senior minister for their seat? We in my
never
see this being challenged. A speaker of the House see this being challenged. Come on, man, that's unheard of.
Then you got the other infighting me. You got, you know, like, allegedly, I hear, you know, Golden Gates and Elizabeth, you know, at arms.
Yeah.
All over social media and, you know.
Not to mention Southern Shorts.
Southern Charles is the next one. Battle of the Bulge, Obi and Clint. Yeah, but that's offensive line versus defensive line, boy.
The people in Bimini and Barry Islands, the person who the PRP have selected to go there, they don't want him. So, you know, I just find it laughable.
I hear West End got remorse with Mr. Smith.
I want to talk about Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge, they're trying to regurgitate what they got now.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, I just find it, when the FNM was did it, the FNM was in shambles. Now that the PLP is going through it, it's called democracy. Oh, hypocrisy at its best.
I call it political BS, but I look at that. I look at the 15 that were rolled out. I mean, I see nothing spectacular, nothing new, but more of what contributed to the misery index in this country.
You know, and I just hope the women in the Bahamas, in particular the women in North Africa, was paying attention. After the MP went through what he been through, I just find it and embarrassing for someone to be called honorable, to be nominated. Like there's no integrity, there's no morals, there's no principles. I mean, come on. This dude shouldn't have been nowhere around those assembly. That honorable name should be stripped away from him.
Brother, I laugh sometimes with honorable police on some of these characters. Because, he wasn't too honorable going in. Good stuff as always, man. Appreciate it, man. And listen, Grandma, I know y'all, listen. Y'all been fighting long and hard. Keep on fighting, man. Keep on making noise. Maybe at some point you'll get your airport, you'll get your hotel, you get, some answers and not more empty promises. I swear. All right, let's check the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty. Wishing MJ a full recovery. Naughty, you have to understand, ain't much choice to PRPS. If not, they have to bring back old gods. Oh, Lord. On that note, you scared me to the break there, Texter. Just the thought of that scares me even more. All right, we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll get right back at you on this Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads. We'll get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. And like I said, I'll open up the lines. We got lots to talk about today, all right? We'll talk about Mr. Mitchell talking about his last dance, his last stand. All right, we'll talk more about the PRP candidates, the lackluster, rollout last night. Nothing spectacular there. More on the infighting in the PRP. And I got to talk about this Davis administration zero tolerance for corruption headline. What alternate universe are they living in? Anyhow, that and more as the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit. Say hip hop only destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a then never be a D-boy.
Hungry? Well, Burger King Nassau is turning up the flavor at a great price. The King Meal Deals give you big taste, value, and options for just $5.50, including fat. Love that BK Flame Grill beef? Grab a Rodeo Burger Jr. served with crispy fries and a drink. Or if you like chicken, go for the Rodeo Crispy Chicken Jr. or the 6-piece nugget meal, also with fries and a drink. One price, tons of choices, and flavor that hits every time. The King Meal Deals are only $5.50 at Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Public transportation drivers,
start your day the smart way.
Roca's gas station. Get a whopping 12 cents per gallon off diesel. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's unheard of, but it's true. Roca's loyalty card saves you money, and it's free. Get yours now on the spot. Wide entrance, multiple pumps, no congestion. In and out fast. The Malapala Highway and Faith Avenue.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
A slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up on your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they ass.
See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to play.
Ribbon got you on the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Not Any Company, right up until 6 p.m. We're into the bars, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta for you. Both those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right. What do you want to talk about first? Because we got plenty to talk about. My biggest thing is I look at the headline, Fred's Last Dance. I think this is long overdue. And I long said, you know, you shouldn't really be wearing two and three hats within the party. You need to be able to focus. So, you know, thanks for your service. It'd be interesting to see who contests the chairmanship of the party moving forward. And we'll see how that Fox Hill run plays out. Man, heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, right there, man. So, I'm not looking forward to the NFL purgatory at all. But listen, you know, to touch on the topic of politics right now and the zero tolerance, ensuring transparency, what has been done with the properties that were put up for auction for being neglectful with their property tax? Right.
Very interesting. I haven't heard about any auction or anything being announced regarding that.
Yeah, so a couple of months ago, they would have put it in the paper, a number of different properties that were neglectful in paying their property taxes, a number of high-value million-dollar properties. And these properties, it would be very interesting to see, one, what these properties were auctioned off at, and two, who were the purchasers of these pieces of property.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I honestly believe it's a big joke when you talk about transparency and zero tolerance for you know, things that affect the Bahamas here. There needs to be a lot more done to ensure transparency in all government affairs here in the Bahamas. And I really can't take it for face value what they're saying, man.
No, I mean, I thought it was laughable. I thought it was actually a joke. I thought that was like a Friday funny.
Listen, they coming for your job, Naughty.
Yeah, man. With jokes like that, I gotta start writing some new ones. I gotta really start writing some on them because they're making it real easy for me. They're writing themselves.
Cheers, your time, man.
Same way. Good stuff. Good call, man. Don't be a stranger. All right, let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
B. C. D.
Right here.
What's going on?
I'm plenty going on. You know, the golden yoke, which I call the rusty joke.
Call that the golden joke.
Man, that's the rusty joke because ain't nothing valuable come out of whatever they talk, they ever was promising and everything. But you know, lions.
The only place they got egg is all over their face with that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, lion Littrell. I call it politicking, prevaricating lion Littrell. And, you know, prevaricate and Phil, they bought them, right? Where they talk about this one fella who thinking the name of the Bahamas, why didn't he count it as one? There's a whole dray load that's lined up with the federal thing. Now, their timing was so on, right? We know from in December that ruling was coming down on the 21st day, right, of January. So they scheduled their rollout. So they could really cover it up and kill, you know what I mean, any negative stuff coming out of it. But they understand who is this high-ranking politician. You have any idea on who that may be?
No, I keep in my eyes peeled, but obviously it can come out slowly but surely.
Yeah, because his, you know, he had to confess all the truth of what the feds didn't know to get a deal, right? If he lied, he couldn't get no deal, right? That's how the American system works. You got to say everything, and if you lie in any statement you make to us, we ain't giving you no downward promise or anything. And they blaming it on talking about his attorney. His attorney is American, who would have taken depositions from him and basically the information of the files handed to him by the prosecutors. and his excoriating account of what they perceive under these officials. Now, that King Young, right? And his boss, who was called out trying to lie with the $2.5 million, let's just say the Bahamian people and the government workers who in the rally, his boss saying that, oh, Penta, them go fire how many government workers? What happened
allegedly
to this?
5,000.
What?
Allegedly, yeah. 5,000, according to Fred Mitchell.
Whatever amount, right? Now, look here. I'm seeing government workers. Now, he gone in his budget debate year before last, saying they were trying. Remember, I called them out? Stop lying. You only have no $2.5 million to buy no plane. They had to admit that the plane, or the 1,200-kilo plane that was landing in the middle of the night by another police officer, you know what I mean? His junior was the one, Sergeant Campbell, who should be credited for foiling that load at 11:30 in the night, right? What sort of accolades has Sergeant Campbell been given so far? You know what I mean? Is his boss still on the police force? You see what I'm saying? Now, that's the same thing here. And they were lying. Now, they need to tell the government workers who they're trying to gaslight, and they're all going to be fired. We were going to...
Right. You're making some good points today.
The same plane, right? Where is the plane? Why you only follow through? I'm using the money to refurbish it. Stop lying, Mr. Davis.
All right, Dennis, you made your point, man. You made your point. You drove it home. Every which way. Good stuff. I want you to get all upset going into the weekend, no? Breathe. You know how this thing go? Rules for thee and not for me. That's how it go. But a lot of Bahamians are watching. A lot of Bahamians are keeping their eye on it. Very interesting points you brought up, too. Very interesting points. And a lot of those questions weren't answered. And it speaks back to that statement. Zero tolerance for corruption. I mean, there's a ton of things, I'm sure, that we could look back on over the last 4.5 years and say, wow, that wasn't addressed. That wasn't dealt with. Well, how you dealt with it was just sweeping under the rug. It wasn't really dealing with corruption, showing you had zero tolerance. It was more of acceptance and a blind eye and then eventually to go dead and hit the back pages and we'll keep it moving kind of thing. But I want to know your take. I mean, I looked at the candidates rolled out last night. I mean, is it me or was it lackluster? All this time, Mr. Mitchell said, oh, it coming. We can roll out, you know, our slate of candidates. And it was like a wet firecracker. And I look at, like I said, I look at the candidates and I'm like, okay. Some of y'all may turn into collateral damage and political fodder. But like I said, nothing new in that ratification. Apart from maybe Michael and South Abaco. You already know the change in Fort Charlotte. Oh, and then St. James. But like, I look at some and I'm like, okay. Some got even, you know, infighting going on in their own constituency. Does that tell me that they have support of their constituents? Are their generals divided? What's really going on here? A lot of glam and glitz, but where's the substance? Where's the new faces, the new vision, the new ideas? Are y'all got it all rolled up into one candidate, Sabaz, and then the rest? That's not impressive. I mean, if the PLP is met with a little bit of backlash over this for it being lackluster, it is what it is. It's not impressive. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, this PLP government has dodged about 95% of the questions Pintard had asked them, and the answer they gave didn't make no sense. There's no one in the PLP government could stand up against the leader that is democratic. We do need answers, but again, with no Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act, this is what we're going to be up against for a while. You need an administration that's going to, you know, make those things viable and add other measures. to ensure transparency and accountability with our dime, with our money at the end of the day. I don't get where politicians lose it along the way and lose sight of the fact they work for us. So any and all questions we have are valid. You know? And a lot of those constituencies that I see with the same MPs, you know, returning as incumbents, a lot of them crying out. A lot of them crying out. And I wonder what that's going to mean at the polls. But the imperative thing to do is, you know, you could beat your gum up and down all day. If you're not registered, get out there and register to vote. If you've already registered and you've been cooling out on the sofa the last couple of elections, get your bungee off the sofa, get out there and vote. We need to know what all Bahamians think on all of these in the next 5 years. And we need a large sample, a large turnout of voters, so we know exactly where we're at and what Bahamians are saying and what we need to do and where we need to go. We cannot continue this small, minuscule voter turnout. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. Naughty, if Clinton don't get elected, Major said it would be a problem. I heard that in the Battle of the Buds. You got Obie Roberts, who's allegedly backed by Mr. Mitchell. You got Clint Watson and his contingent, you know, very braggadocious out in that area. And then obviously, if Clint isn't elected, the incumbent, who hasn't been nominated again, Mr. Leroy Major, said it'd be a problem. He'll run as an independent. Jackson, you say Yamacraw crying out. How is Yamacraw crying out? Bad representation by the MP, or why are you all crying? Let me know. But Bahamians are talking. And now you got to build action. You got to get out there and you got to register to vote. And if you're registered, you got to go out and vote. And young people, if you're first-time voters, get whatever literature you can from every party that's out there and read it and analyze it. And whichever one works best for you, go there and rock the vote. But the important thing is be part of the process. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not part of it, you're too young, it don't matter. No, get out there, your vote counts. And every Bahamian, your vote counts, however old you are. Or never lose sight of that. And at the end of the day, never lose sight that administrations work for us. And you know, it's a great point MJ says. They don't want to live with their governance. You know what I mean? With the consequences of their governance. But we should have to live. No. If we have better governance and better decisions, there'll be better consequences for one and for all. I mean, we cannot keep going in this direction. We cannot. And I did have a good chuckle, man. The pair of siblings charged over the vulgar shantytown demolition clash. Listen, man, that was some WWE Chappelle show, Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, that had Breaking Bad in it, too. It was classic. I'm wondering if we could go ahead and turn that into a series. We could do wonders on Netflix with those two. I wonder if they got any management or agents. Right now, Daddy White popping up. Yeah, you see, I stay manager. Yeah, you see. Oh, Lord. You can only laugh. If not, you'll cry. But, I mean, obviously, that's part of the problem when you look at those shanty towns, though. Yes, there is a lot of illegal squatting. And there's a lot of, you know, monopolization of crown land by illegals. But you also have Bahamians with large properties that facilitate it as well to make a quick dime. And they don't care about country in the park, they care about land in their pockets. Naughty, I have a problem. Why hasn't the PLP selected any PLP candidates in Freeport as of yet? I am mad and I'm a PLP. But you ain't the only PLP that's mad, man. I had plenty of PLPs reach out to me saying they're mad. Talk to what's really going on in Grand Bahama, man. With the PLP. You know, and Blackus out there, he's a hard PLP, like you're there lobbying, you know something wrong. Black is just crying, man. You got to come out. You got to turn out. Naughty, I'm referring to Yamacraw with bad representation. The park hasn't been touched since the rep was elected, despite 7 million overrun on beaches and parks. Oh, my God. Does the Guardian have to do another expose on parks, starting with the Yamacraw Park? I can't believe that Yamacraw Park is still in bad shape. And it's not just a 7 million overrun this year at beaches and parks. It's over 50 million over 4 years. Where has it gone? And nothing now from the minister responsible for beaches and parks, Mr. Mikhail Barnaby, just quiet. And I mean, you know, the rumors of electioneering coming out of that department is crazy. So who's electioneering now, Mr. Barnaby? Naughty, good afternoon. The PM reduced VAT, which should have been celebrated by the PRP. It was crickets, nothing. Roll-up of the PRPs don't seem too excited lately. Naughty, and the lady from Bamboo Town said she will not be running but was ratified. Interesting. But text to when you heard Madam Speaker say she wouldn't be running. I must have totally missed that watching football, but why wouldn't she be running? I saw her out there doing the boga, throwing up crab sign and PLP sign, talking about come, bring it, Dr. Stein. So I don't think that's not running to me. I think she's ready to roll. Naughty people need to come out and vote. It is a pity that we are maintaining a corrupt and rogue regime because only their supporters want them to come out for them. Correct. We need more behemoths to come out and vote. We need a larger of the voting bloc to be out so we have a better understanding of really where we are. Naughty, I'm in Lewis Yard. PLP can't find no PLP to run right now. FNM have their candidate and is campaigning. Wow. Really? It's not that I don't believe you, Lewis Yard, but I'm like, wow. That's crazy. And why? I mean, like I said, why is there, like, so much infighting? Are people not listening to the inner workings of that party? Are stalwarts being ignored? What's really happening? Are generals being ignored who are on the ground and know what's going on? Or are we facing as a nation like what I call the grab? Fill the bag. We're on the way out. Just fill up the bag and let's be out. Is that the territory that we're in? Because I see a lot of promises. I see a lot of talks. But, you know, after 4.5 years, it's not strong in the delivery department. I don't understand. That's not progress. That's just empty promises. And is this PRP asking, talking about progress as more empty promises for another 5 years? More sufferation? More cries from Grand Bahama? More cries from Abaco? More cries from Eleuthera? More cries from Exuma? And other family islands? Not to mention New Providence? What does it really mean? And that's why we need more folks to come out, because the texter was right. Our future can be decided by a small voter turnout, by a small minority of voters. We need the majority of Bahamians out there voting so we know exactly the what, the why, the when, the where, the how, and how we proceed and what we're up against. What Bahamians really want. We can't complain every day with no solution or not doing anything about it by exercising your right to vote. You got to think about it, people, long-term and short-term. And you got to consider the messenger, and you got to consider the source. And you got to look at what a quick $100 promise in a T-shirt now today means for you over 5 years. And don't pan out. Don't pan out at all. Good afternoon, Brother Naughty. The handwriting is on the wall for the government of today. Bahamians cannot take any more hardship and misery. We are ready to vote. Ring the bell, please, sir. And that's the consensus of a lot of Bahamians. Ring the bell. But it ain't no point ringing the bell if you ain't registered to vote. You got to be ready to rock the vote once the bell has rung. And you got to wade through the silly season talks, and you got to wade through the empty promises and know what you're really up against. Anyway, I digress. But like I say, phone lines are open. Feel free to chime on in. Text lines are open. Feel free to text on in. Don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk sports. We've got a big NFL weekend coming up, AFC, NFC championship games. Got the NBA to talk about. Trade rumors swirling, including LeBron's name up in there. And like I said, you know, we're at a time now. We got to escape. We have to. Naughty, you, MJ, and Mr. Pearly should start a voting campaign to get people out and get the Guardian Radio to sponsor it. Good idea, that text. We might have to talk to management about that. I don't know if, I guess I got to talk to legal, or maybe corporate, or maybe both. But I'll let you know. But you do need to get out there. I think that's the general consensus. And Texas, who've called in and agreed with me, yeah, we need to vote, and we need to get people out to vote. You need to encourage as many people as you know to get out and vote. If you know your homeboy or your homegirl been sitting on the couch the last couple of elections but making noise, and then, you know, tell them, get up, get out, vote. Be a part of the change. And bring some solutions to the table. You can't just be continued belly aching, belly aching, belly aching. Time now is for action. Put your money where your mouth is. Get out there and vote. If you haven't registered, register. And you've been sitting on that sofa, get up off that sofa and get out there and vote. And if you got to identify and swear that you are in a new constituency, do that too. Naughty, the hospital said no more overtime. They could work overtime, but no pay? What's going on with that? How is that mathing? But if I'm not getting paid for overtime, why am I going to work overtime? That don't make no sense. What type of foolishness is that? Texter, you can't be serious. Is that a Friday funny? Is that a joke for me? You can't be serious with that one, Texter. No, sir. All right, what are we going to do, Mr. Producer? Let's take that quick break now. And I'll be back, you know, to take us right up to the 5 o'clock, all right? But we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap up this 4 o'clock hour, get into the 5 o'clock hour as the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. When they will see the sun up, just remember when you come up, the show goes on.
Treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on their desk.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, wanna step up, threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, texting, texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! Alright, already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on. Alright, already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't that shit that make you mad? They treat you like a slave. Put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, I still never slow my plans up.
Show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. Show goes on all night. Already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. Show goes on.
One in the air for the people ain't here. Two in the air for the father that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys. I'm rapping around the world for Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit. Say hip hop only destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a and never be a D-boy. What you've been through, no matter what you into, no matter what you see, when you look
at
outside
your window. About that, you on the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads. You're probably not in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition. And like I said, we still got a couple of things to talk about before we get into the 5 o'clock hour. Don't forget, news coming up at 5 in the 5 o'clock hour. We got to go over a little bit. We will with the open lines, but we will be talking sports and our big weekend coming up. Big weekend coming up. In the NFL. So we'll talk about that as well. And some stories coming out of the NBA too. LeBron could be on the move. All right, that's all coming up. But like I said, got a couple more minutes before we get out of here. Good afternoon, Naughty. I just tuned in. I heard my favorite host, MJ, isn't feeling well. Please give him my regards. Speedy recovery, MJ. All the way from Eleuthera. And oh, by the way, water is off in Eleuthera all day. Boy, I tell you, Eleuthera, Eleuthera, I telling you, man, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But I will pass on those regards, Mr. Johnson, for sure. And you guys be safe down there. Hang tight. Lord have mercy. No water today in Eleuthera. Where will it be tomorrow? Good afternoon, Naughty. We're having serious high and low voltage through my corner for 10 days. This is in Bel Air. Pike has been there twice and said the road needs to be cut to repair the issue. And they would send the underground people. The government break up BPL, now the secret untouchable company. BPL is saying it out of their hands. I waiting for election day, shaking my head, sucking my teeth. But that's the same Bel Air Park text, if I'm not mistaken, where all the fill and all the quarry was removed from, correct? That's Phil Smith area, Phil Smith Park area, correct? And where did all the fill go to? And who authorized it being moved? Where did it go to? If it was sold, who got the money? Where did the money go to? I mean, it's all buck up, go with this administration. Rough shot. And as long as a minority is satisfied, to heck with the majority, we could all suffer. But I really need to know what's going on down there with that Bel Air Park. Last time I saw the MP for Carmichael, Keith Belly, was dancing and freaking himself out on an action video, trying to do his cameo impersonation, like, word up. So, Mr. Bell, what's really going on with that park? And you were bragging recently about putting 166 homes through the Papaw track to damage the other side of that western portion right there. You're already about to desecrate it with the new hospital, but not you, but your party. And now you want to deal with the Papaw track portion? No, sir. So you could dig it up like Bel Air Park in the Bel Air community? No. Can't work. Gotta do better than that. It's 2026. Bahamians want more. And I keep telling you, politicians, with information readily available at the fingertips of people with the internet, you need to change your game up. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, what is it, Naughty?
Hey, good afternoon. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. Good day. Hey, Naughty, when it comes to the park right in Bel Air, right? Right? It was, all that curry was moved out of the park, right? It was alleged that one fella had one swamp yard, right? Or was living in the swamp, and that's where the curry went.
To fill in the swampy property that the fella was living on.
Yeah, but the fella who was in charge, right? He living in the swamp, right there out west. I lit full of swamp.
Ah.
Right.
So if you want me to connect the dots, allegedly the person who got the contract to remove the fill or the quarry allegedly lives in a swampy area in Adelaide. So if I want to find where that fill gone, allegedly I need to go look in Adelaide.
That's where, and the main, allegedly, right, it ain't the contractor, right? It's somebody who was hired by the contractor, was hired by this place, but he had the power to move it, and they did. But he lives inside Adelaide. And once
wow.
You go inside the swamp, you'll find that it ain't no swamp no more where you live.
All right, I could do some due diligence on the weekend, man, caller. Thanks for pointing out these allegations to me, man. But I think that park is a desecration. I mean, Phil Smith stood for so many things. And family and sports was right up his alley. I mean, obviously one of the greatest broadcasters to ever do it, especially in sports. Very inspirational to me coming up. And I really think that the tribute to him and the legacy to him should not be the park looking like that. And I heard some stories yesterday too, Naughty, why you want those people to do on the park? You all need to go to a motel for those people who do that. Find somewhere else to go. The parks ain't there for that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, last caller for this hour. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Naughty, I thought this was something that was never going to come to light because questions were being asked for a long time by the residents that live around that park whose homes are being, I talk about, gravely impacted by what has been taking
areas
place
that
in that Bel Air community
or
that particular park right there, Naughty. And so,
huh?
Naughty, first off, I want to thank you for even bringing this up and bringing it, shedding more light on it. But someone needs to answer for what has been taking place on that park, Naughty. And I encourage you, every media personnel, and everybody else who have the ability to go there in Bel Air and look at that park, Naughty, to see what has been done to that park there, and in terms of what this be going on, by whomever. I like how that caller called in and seems to have some information on what actually happened. But I'm speaking to it because residents have asked myself to come down and look at them to try and help bring light to what's been going on at that park there. And no one has answered the questions that have been asked to the necessary powers that be, why that level of work and excavation could take place on that park. But nothing.
Nothing from the MP for Carmichael, nothing from Beaches and Parks and McHale Barnaby, nothing from anywhere. From
Naughty, if you go in the area where there's been so much excavation on the park, the residents' homes surrounding the park have become flooded whenever it rains. Because
but I was saying earlier, areas that there. Never flooded before are now flooding because of the desecration
to the
park.
Homes are cracking from the amount of water that's now are gathering in the area whenever it do rain, Naughty.
Now, Paula, if I'm not mistaken, from my 94.9 days when we did some functions out there and tournaments and whatnot, didn't that park have a little bit of like slopes and hills to it?
Not no little bit, Naughty. See, and where the hill ain't there no more. This is what the residents took.
Somebody just texted me and told me the hill gone. You mean they carried the hill from that park?
Naughty, if you go there right now, and I'm asking you to take someone from the Guardian, the media, or anybody there, they got a road through the community and was moving the fill by night. Eventually, the people get so used to it, they start moving the fill whenever. And no reason than a month or two ago, they are still excavating on the park, turn around and turn the people park into a farm in one place in the back and all.
No, because the farm is derelict. I saw pictures recently, it's derelict. It's not even working. It's not even functioning. Kids are playing on that park and it's a safety risk.
Because of a couple little fruit trees with the residents, you know, people will come and go. And so they go and they pick little plum and this and that and the next thing. Complete disrespect and disregard for residents, the community, for office, anything, man. That right there, that park, that galled me. In turn, like the old people say, that yuck up my vexation to see what they did to that park there. No warning, no closure of the park, no conversation with the community and the residents, nothing.
All right, well, I got to get to the news, but good stuff as always, man. Naughty, that park on Hilsen was all cut down and sold. Naughty, some of it's in Adelaide and the rest vanished. No funds to the residents. Connect the dots, you'll find it. They're trying to silence Papa and Perlier, Naughty. Good afternoon, Naughty. Just passed the vendors on Carpen. They are moving quarry opposite it. Okay, we'll go double check that as well, too. All right, good stuff, everybody who chimed in and texting. We'll go in for another couple more minutes over into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk some more of these issues. So text us and call us. Just hang tight. I'll get to you. And we'll talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Rapping around the world for Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour, Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit, say hip-hop only destroy, tell them look at me, boy, I hope your son don't have a, you'll never be a D-boy.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Peter Roker's Gas Station, and Printmasters.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't that shit that make you mad? They treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul, and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you never have to pay me, go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. LUP the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, I still never slow my plans up.
One in the air for the people ain't here.
Two in the air for the father that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that they're holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls.
We're back at you on the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Like I said, we'll go over a couple of minutes with the open lines and finish discussing some of the topics we were on in the 4 o'clock hour. But we will definitely talk sports this hour. Definitely got to talk Major League Baseball, some more offseason moves. Transfer portal in college football, some big names moving. In addition to that, we got to talk the AFC-NFC championship games, which are coming up. And we'll get to all that and my picks for the weekend, which actually are my AFC-NFC picks, all right? And we'll do the picks, you know, for tonight's games and so on and so forth. But like I said, that's all coming up in a little bit. But I do want to continue the conversation that we started in the 4 o'clock hour. And one of the hot topics was that Bel-Air Park, it came up. And it is ridiculous. You know, I had a couple of people hit me over the break and say, Naughty, would you remember from your 94.9 days when you and MJ were at 94.9? Those hills are gone. And that was one thing about that park, that over time, they had some nice hills that had grown up. They'd taken some of the cuttings, they'd taken some of the refurbished fill that they'd used before in decorating the park, and grass had grown on it. It had grown up. It was a hill. People could take their kids there. You know, when I think of Phil Smith, the late great Phil Smith, that was his kind of thing. He was all about sports and activities and healthy living and families. So that park should really be a testament to him. It's named after him. There should be things going on there. And Carmichael is a big community. That park has space for tennis courts, basketball courts. A lot of things could be done there, but it can't happen if people have to go through, for lack of a better word, for a bombed out zone. It's dug right up. It looks like bombs were dropped there. And you got trenches. It's unsafe. Kids go there to play. But how do they get there? How do they get out? There's a lot of hazards there. Why hasn't Beaches and Parks closed that park and given a timeline on when it's going to be refurbished? And while they're working on finishing it, we can figure out where to fill it on. Because something ain't right. Naughty, I just passed the vendors on carpet and they're moving quarry up. I got another text. Okay, that's two texts. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello? Hey, Naughty.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, sorry I had to call you back, Naughty. But I wanted to say this also about that park, because I'm a resident of the park before the park even was there, right? I'm still in this very same community. If you notice, right, on the eastern side of the park and the western side, but mainly on the eastern side, right, the people would live on that side. All of them take piece of the park. Everybody extended their properties by at least 50 feet into the park.
No, man.
Yes, man.
So I guess they figure, but everybody carrying all the fill in the quarry, we may as well carry.
They did that before the quarry gone. The quarry just gone, like around this time, when this administration came in the power. That's when, I talking about 6 months after the PLP came in the power, they pushed through somebody's property between two oaks to get into the park, right? Because that was a vacant property. They pushed through that, and that became the road for them to take the curry from in the back.
So these other texters, and not that I didn't believe them, and the stories that I'm hearing about this illegal road being cut through then, and then the filling quarry being trucked out of there in the night.
Would they push through?
Wow.
That wasn't a road. That was actually somebody's property that they pushed through and turned it into an access point to them to get in and out, so that people wouldn't see them actually taking the curry out of the entrance of the park itself. So they came from the back part of it, and then
they used to
take the curry and they go straight to the back. They never used to go up back, into the front to go to Michael. They go straight to the back and go out. I witnessed all of that.
Caller, let me ask you a question, man. You know, me and MJ used to be the 94 for years. I remember doing stuff at that park. Please tell me they ain't carried a hill.
Man, Naughty, in No Hill Park no more, man. In No Hill on the park.
They carried a hill off of Phil Smith Park?
Phil Smith, and after they stripped the park, right, what they did for compensation, they went and planted a couple trees on it to the back where they took the park thing off from.
Oh, my God, man. Listen, I want you to be my talking head out there by that park, okay, bro? Every time you hear me bring it up on this show, because obviously you're a listener, I appreciate you listening. When you hear me talk about Phil Smith Park in Bel Air, I need the updates, all right, my brother? I can go and keep my eye on it, but I need the updates.
I tell you, I know I called out there, but I tell you where the curry gone, right? I tell you where the curry gone. The curry gone out west in a swamp where somebody...
I hear gone out late.
...was living, and that's where the curry gone.
I heard gone out late. That's what I hear. Allegedly.
That's where gone out late. That's where the man live.
All right. We can keep an eye on that, man. I appreciate the insight. And like I say, keep your ears and eyes open for me down there in the Bel Air Park and let me know what's going on. Every time you hear me talk about it or MJ talk about it, boom, let us know what the latest is, all right?
For sure.
Big respect. Appreciate you, man. All right, let me check the text lines. I know that you can't find a park to exercise or play different field sports after dark because there are no lights. The fields that don't or pay for use. How you got to pay to use a public government park? Taxpayer, you pay already. You're a taxpayer. That's your park. You should be able to go on that, but got to pay to go on the park? What kind of shakedown foolishness is that? With the increase in professional athletes from the Bahamas competing internationally, putting up lights and keeping the parks manicured is a really simple thing to do. Yes, listen. And text, I agree with you. I've stayed in the city of Los Angeles, actually the city of Pasadena. Stacey Augman, a good friend of mine, played in the NBA for 16 seasons. He had family members and friends from the neighborhood that worked for what they called City and Parks. And those guys worked specifically taking care of the Rose Bowl, which is in Pasadena, California. And they had to make sure it was manicured, and that's inside the stadium, outside the stadium, so on and so forth. But that provided jobs for the community. The way beaches and parks are set up is ridiculous. You need to have it set up. If we're going to pay out for it, and we're going to have money go out the wazoo, which can't be accounted for, then let's rein it in, make sure the budget, it works and is impactful for beaches and parks, and employ the right people, the like-minded persons that know what it takes, that these parks need to, these basketball rims need to be painted and maintained, volleyball courts, tennis courts, walking paths, so on and so forth, sandboxes and playgrounds for the kids all need to be maintained. And you have crews that go to each park or are responsible for two or three parks, and that's their job year-round to make sure that those parks are maintained. Shouldn't be seesaws with no seats, or swings with no seats, or nails poking out for the kids to get gouged on. Come on. And lights, imperative. Every park in this country has a light issue. And the free Wi-Fi that was promised? Squadoosh. Nada, nothing, zero, zilch. But that's progress. Give us 5 more years to progress with that. Bahamians, get out. Register to vote if you haven't registered. If you're a young voter, first-time voter, get all the information from every political party you could find. PLP, FNM, COI, ABC, LMNOP. And read it over, and whichever one resonates the best for you, roll with it. But rock the vote. Come out and rock the vote. You have to. We cannot let a minority decide for the majority anymore. We need all hands on deck. If you've registered, good. Get up off the sofa if you've been missing a couple of elections. And if you haven't registered, get out and register. Simple. That's all you got to do. Good afternoon, Naughty. You know it's a lot of money in the trucking, land clearing, and quarry business. Imagine the person with the authority to approve the land clearing contracts, give the contract to a trucker. The trucker deposits the check to the bank. Some of the bank transfer the money out to other account. All the cash is systematically removed and everybody gets their cut. Hypothetically speaking, that is allegedly. Great, great, hypothetical, alleged, fictional text. That makes a lot of sense. Nor does the media need to follow up on that first story. We know who lives in Adelaide. Dun, 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 dun. Texas, we will continue this on Monday. Definitely, for sure. Because now we got a soap opera on our hands. A Phil opera. Not just Phil Smith Park, but the Phil that went missing from Phil Smith Park. Oh, ironic. It is all. But it's true. And you got to connect the dots. And how cold-blooded is the individual? After you gutted that park, raped and pillaged that park, you even thiefed the hill. We ain't got no hills in the Bahamas. Well, in Nassau or in New Providence. I think they got one in Andres, the Drexel. Let me show off my geographical prowess here on Talking Heads today. Anybody from Andres, just chime in and let me know if y'all got a hill. Drake's Hill, right? If I'm correct on that. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. What's chatting, classmate? This me again.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, you're talking with them, Phil, and moving all of that, and the Minister of Breaches and Parks. I just call them not beaches and parks, okay?
And yeah, breaches and parks. I got you.
Yeah, breaches and parks, right? But them parks, because I said it weeks and months ago, that, you know, they supposed to have Wi-Fi on all of them parks, right?
I reckon they ain't got squadoosh. They got nada.
They ain't got that. And I didn't say it, that even the park in Yerwella, all the bathrooms locked up, okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
You see what I'm saying? So him and them and take $7 million and ain't nobody know how to invest it, but investing in contracts, the government is cool. Is alleged you got to look into that with certain persons, you see? Because only one person could have authorized a $7 million overspend for breaches and parks. That's the boss. You see what I'm saying? Okay?
Yeah.
So everybody watch how the money going. Like I say, don't be gaslighted. I'm government workers, because they never intended to outfit no king here to fly whoever go to the Outer Islands and bring them back and all that sort of stuff. So the 12, your boss, and Breaches and Park, your boss. So stop going to your little rally last night talking about your gaslighting government people, them, but they can get fired. They desperate. You all have a nice day.
All right, Dennis, have a good weekend, man. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, we say Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, everything good. Tell me this. I thought every time election time, it's supposed to be like almost them people who they talked about, the rest of the MPs them and the set who want to come in. I thought they're supposed to ratify them for a long time. How do you expect the people them to get to know these people them over again, who just move inside certain consistency and all that? Just Naughty, come on, man. They were supposed to be ratified a long time, but they trying to fool the BMW people. Like.
But I don't see nothing too new on that card. But the same old, same old.
Yeah, I know, but they should sort of make sure.
They should have been out to get it. If they were going to be critical of the FNM and how the FNM ratified their candidates, they should have ratified theirs a long time ago. And I agree. Everybody should have been actually out there. It is an election year. We need it better. We need long-term investment from these candidates so we actually know who they are and how they could really lean certain ways on certain issues and things and whether they really plan for the constituency. No excuse. Did they get to every constituent? Every constituent gets to them. So we know, based on the vote, that we got the best candidate and representation that we could have as a constituency, because they've canvassed everywhere and they've put some time in, so they've become familiar. Yeah, can't just do it in a couple of weeks and think it can stick. It don't work.
But Naughty, think about it, Naughty. They the old people them had the old plant 4 years ago. They supposed to be in oak long time, but the new plant for 2026. How in the world they still trying to figure who are representing all that minority man? That's a disrespect to the Bahamian people for bringing these slaves them. These people them out too late.
New plants. They just trying to finish off the first set of plants.
More than 3 years. And the Bahamian people, these Bahamian people, them, they just sit back and watch as long as they get a little bit of internet where they can go on TikTok and show their little face on WhatsApp and thing and all that. They ain't care what's going on in this country. They can put same people back in. These same people, they crying now and all that, naughty, and they can put in mark the X on these same people, them, who get the system mess up, who have the poor people suffering. You understand, Gaffer?
But you got to remember that when it's election time and it's time to vote, when you cast your vote, you got to remember that.
Yeah, but these people, understand that, man. These people, they just stuck on stupid, boy. Because anywhere in the world, you can be 80-something years old and vote in the same party and crying with pension money and crying with this and crying with that and all that and still have the chance to change the system. Naughty? You understand where I come from, right?
Yeah, I listening, and you know, your cry is very similar to other cries I've heard.
Oh, naughty man, I mean, come on, man, Bahamas, man. Come on, Bahamian people, man. Do this for your great-grands, man. The churin, man. And stop using the system just for you. Naughty, why do you think we have so much crime? And the parents, them, what they did, they was worrying with them. They didn't worry about the future.
That's what I keep saying. It's a continued minority that gets a little grease or a little blight, and to heck with the majority, which is me and you long term, and our kids and our grandkids and generations, while the minority then make generational wealth at our expense.
That's right. You're seeing, and then they won't cry, man. We up every this the year now. No, they thought last election was going to be in a change. But this is a serious one, y'all.
All right, listen, I need to be honest with you. I need you to do me a favor, right?
Uh-huh.
And do it on behalf of Talking Heads. Because if you were a basketball coach, I could play for you. You know, you sound passionate, you get people fired up. When you come across young voters, encourage them to get out and register to vote if they haven't. Remind them how important their vote is. You got people who registered, remind them to go vote. Those who've been sitting on their bungee on the sofa for 2 years, who you know registered, fire them up to get out and vote. The more hands on deck voting, the better off we know where we are as a country, and we got more of a say, bro. All right? And the same way you broke it down with me, break it down out there on the streets and reason with these youngsters and let them know the importance of that vote, man.
All right, before you go, Naughty, I've been doing that for a little while now. The young people that are interested in voting, Naughty,
yeah.
my own girlfriend, don't vote. I'm trying to convince her in my house. She won't vote because she's sick and tired, and I have to get her out. That's how serious it is, Naughty. And these people, understand that if they'd have come out and ratified these candidates from long time, they could have been and changed these people's minds. It's too late now, Naughty. We can have to grab but on the boat. You saw Noah had to shed the ship. We can have to grab on the boat, Naughty, and try to see how we can change the system now, right? Because the people them dance, they taking too long. Yep. Maybe talk a little.
Keep rallying them, bro. Have a good weekend. Be safe, man. All right, hold on a second. Naughty is not in Adelaide. Truck after truck sped along Adelaide Road to bring the fill. Literally one truck leaves and the next is there to bring the next load. Ministry of Environment, Works and Zoning have been alerted to no avail. I always wondered where the fill was coming from and where it was going. Boom. Boy, look like me and MJ got to put on our Remington Steel outfit. Man, old school on that one. Remington Steel, y'all remember that? That was the shit. It was off the chain, bro. But a young Pierce Brosnan, stop it. And what was the actress name in that? Her daddy was a director or something. And she got a blight, that's why. But anyway, Remington Steel, young Pierce Brosnan, who went on to do James Bond and several other great movies. Great actor. But yeah, we got to do some investigation. I can tell MJ, we got to do a little riding around into Adelaide and Carmichael and get a bird's eye view because this is crazy. And now, and guess what? That's what I love about my Bahamian people in the days of technology. Now we've got a lot of allegation dots to connect. We can see where some of these allegations are going to. Because if it didn't go to Adelaide, and it went along Adelaide Road, did that mean it had to go, oh boy, I tell you. Nottie, the Minister for Beaches and Parks, closed the park in Millennium over a year now, and nothing has been done yet, and the park is still closed. Add that to the list of parks we got to check. Is that Millennium Gardens? Let me know exactly where that is, Dexter. Nottie, the Guardian should do a write-up on all candidates by constituency. I think they will do that. I think they'll do their due diligence ahead of time once everybody's ratified and let us know exactly who is who. All right, let's go to the calls. Once we get to the calls, then we'll go to the break. Once we wrap with the calls, we'll be talking sports. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nottie, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Man, I got some education for Bahamian people, right? I ain't the smartest. I wasn't the smartest in my class. I played the ball. I played the games, right?
But yeah,
But right, politics and to be progressive, and economics and politics is to be socialist, bro. You understand me? To be socialist and to be they mix up progressive as aggressive. These parties, the PLP is
right now it's regressive,
aggressive conservative party.
Yeah, I mean we going backward, we ain't going forward.
They aggressive conservative party. They more conservative than the UBP.
Wow.
You know, understand what I'm saying? We got to stop dumping. We got to stop lying to these PTAR people and you know, this word progressive. And these people ain't progressive. They was progressive. We had income tax. We had, health insurance. You understand? You had social housing.
They scared of income tax, but it's true.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Gardner. Good points as always, man. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good day, Nori.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What I find out with Bahamian people, we ain't serious about nothing. What I mean by not serious about nothing, we allow these same people to come and do anything they want to do to us. You get the prime minister, the leader of the opposition, they don't even care about Bahamians. They ain't showing no, like, they don't respect us at all. They want us to vote for them. Why should we vote for them? They ain't giving us no reason to vote for them. Why should we vote for them, Naughty?
Exactly.
You give me one good reason. Why should I vote for Philip Brad Davis or Mr. Michael Lintat? Give me a good reason, sir.
All right,
hello?
Listen. I listened. You were breaking up a little bit at the end. What's going on?
I said, could you give me one good vote for PLP or vote for FNM or vote for CDR? Nobody's coming up with a plan. Nobody's saying nothing. I mean, like, they think we stupid or, like, we don't have no sense. Like, they think, like what the Haitian man say, we ain't not like our old parents and used to be. We totally changed. And the time have changed for the whole country to look at it. What do they have to offer us? Not the same old thing, the same old games, paving the road when it's election time, giving ham and turkey when it's Christmas time. We ain't into that. What should I vote for Mr. Brave Davis for? What should I vote for Michael Pintard for? What are they saying?
What do you need to vote? I mean,
yes, I am going to vote, but they ain't giving me no choice. They ain't giving me
no. No, but what I'm saying is, what do you need to see? What do you need to see? What are some of the solutions you want to see in order for them to get your vote?
The only thing I need to see, I need to start dealing with these uniform branches, what are so mixed up in corruption, too much problems with the uniform branch. The FNM and the PLP ain't saying nothing. Nothing. Then you have the most political problem in the country, the most biggest problem in the country, no hospital. You go on all the family islands, there's nowhere that you could go and sit down at a lounge and eat something nice. That all the airport them is like somebody throw a bomb in them. I can't say the people in Andros will keep voting for PLP. And they, like, PLP ain't never take off the ground. PLP is the worst. I mean, Andros in the worst state that I've ever been. I've been under the other day. And listen, Naughty, it is disgraceful for them to say they have a representative to talk about Andres. How do these island people keep voting these people in who don't have no love for them?
Yeah, I mean,
give me one reason why I should vote PLP and FNM when they keep doing the same thing over and over and don't care when. All they want to do is get their foot in there. Once they foot in there, they cut your throat. They don't even want to see you. They don't even come. Like, for instance, right now, we have a problem with the hospital. We have a problem with illegal immigrants. Matter of fact, they say it ain't no more illegal immigrants, but we have a problem with people coming and they don't want to go back to their country. What are they going to do with these people and what taking the country from Bahamians? What? Why should I vote FNM and PLP back in and they can do the same thing, destroy the country?
But what are the options? What are the valid options?
The only valid option is to try to find somebody different. And I'm scared to go vote for Lincoln Bean. But they ain't leaving me no other choice.
Man, listen here.
I'm scared to go watch Austin right now. Anybody rather than the PLP, I'm going to vote for rather than Lincoln Bean. I mean, rather than FNM and PLP. I would not give them my vote for nothing. And thus they proved to me, what? Could you please tell me what are they going to do? What they have? What they saying? What? They ain't doing nothing.
God, I feel you, and a lot of other Bahamians feel you, man. Good stuff, man. We got to get to the other calls, but good points raised. Talking heads.
Yeah, good evening, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, you know, the gentleman that called, who was irate about the park, I don't know what was going on after dark, and that set a spark inside me, right? I mean, and then the last gentleman, you know, I want him to hold for him, you know, being the people here, you know, I love all those young people that were calling. All the callers made sense. But the last caller really, his passion is great, and so it's needed. And so for me, you know, when you call and speak out, there was a caller called a talk show earlier saying callers like 52 of them. You don't even know me from a can of paint, right, Naughty? And sometimes people should be held liable. He's saying I'm xenophobic, which is total BS, right? Because I live in the inner city, right, Naughty? I have Haitian Bahamian friends. I have Haitian Bahamian American girlfriends. And I have the gift that God gave the woman that don't speak no language. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, I noticed with these people, they live in Neverland Bar, their community, for all the things that T.G. Morrison and other people talking about that we see visibly. But I just wanted to comment because the last caller and the callers them previously, they made these things come to my mind, right? So I marvel at Dr. Dabble in the fact that he's on this podium, wherever, right, talking audaciously about some BS about what they accomplished or what is this with this new hospital in Paul Truck, right? But what I'm saying, Naughty, and I'd like to thank Dr. Sands also for, you know, reminding the public that this multi-trillion-dollar project called A&E isn't open yet, but he's bragging about a future entity. And then the gentleman that humanized the situation at the hospital. I had a friend that died last week after he was discharged from the dialysis unit or from the hospital. He died a day and a half later. Told a friend he was going home to cook, okay? Rasta spike, you see me? And died. Because
sorry, sorry for your loss, man.
Listen to me, my brother. This guy told my brother he's going home to go cook. And he was supposed to start dialysis the next day. And he died. So what I'm saying is it's pathetic because our lives mean nothing. But I'd also like to thank Muff, who talked about the Render crowd. You see what I'm saying? And so we know that who ran the crowd, you know. But it shows you what they're willing to do. The question is, where is this money coming from? Is this coming from the taxpayers or is this coming from their party piggy bank? You understand what I'm saying, Naughty? You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
These are the things that concern me. So the young gentleman really moved me just now with the last call because he's saying, where's the option? And so if people are thinking, you know, I don't know who would vote for Lincoln, but if the country's in danger, maybe better off voting for a stranger. You see, because they have us in a manger, not a spiritual manger, you see? So every time someone speaks about, you see, when you shouldn't allow people to talk about a Bahamian is xenophobic because I can't go in Haiti and run on what they run on. I can't speak out about, I have Haitian Bahamian friends who come from New York and see me. So this gentleman who comes with xenophobic, I wonder if I should sue him because he's calling the radio talking BS. He don't know me from a can of paint. But I'm talking about my country and what I'm seeing and the overwhelming amount of migrants, poor migrants, right? But he's telling me about xenophobia. You need to ask them to spell these words sometimes. That's what happened because they only call it and saying these things over and over. When we see the subjugation, when we see the contempt, When we see the tension, when we see the burning of the flag, when we see the potential for the future, what is, for our children, and this joker coming to the red government, I, as a plantation girl, but, Naughty, you know, this is making me sick. You can't even speak in your own country now, Naughty.
That's the side they do. They're trying to take that away from us and all as well, too. Good stuff as always, 52. We got to get to the break. Yeah, let me get these texts in now real quick before we get to the break. Naughty, the Minister for Beaches and Parks closed. Okay, that's another one, Millennium Park. Naughty, the Guardian should do a write-up. Naughty, put on your night goggles and check it out. Take pictures while you're at it. Reclaiming of the swampland is happening. Wow, all right. Is the word Bahamian a curse word, Naughty? I don't know, but sometimes I feel like it is. I get your inference there. All right, quick break, flip-sided break. We'll be back at you. We'll be talking sports. All right, let me get to the last text. Naughty, tell Gardner what's wrong with being a conservative, though. Do you believe in godly, uplifting principles? Since you progressively believe in these sinful, ungodly principles, is that a question? His problem is he needs to leave the American politics over there and don't bring it here. I need to lay off the sellout mainstream media who don't have your best interest at heart while they put an odd type of garbage in his head. All right. You all got it all out your system. I'm glad. Now we can take a break and we can talk sports on the flip side of the break. And the Friday, January 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
One in the air for the people ain't here. Air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys. I'm rapping around the world for Africa to New York.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale. S. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
This is Talking Edge Boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. You know, Pearlie is traveling today.
He's going to funeralize his aunt in New York over the weekend. So safe travels to Pearlie, and, you know, thoughts and prayers out to him and the family. And I will see him back maybe Sunday, definitely Monday for sure. Stat Boy should be chiming in. Sancho should be chiming in short order. Because I got to ask him about the new Baltimore Ravens coach. And we will talk some more sports and, you know, cram it all in. Muff on the line. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. Yeah, man. I pray that MJ feel better, too. And Pearlie, have a safe travel, man. I thought that was last weekend. Okay. Naughty. The Broncos quarterback, you ever see him play?
Yeah, Jared Stidham. He played for the Patriots back in the day. He also played for the Raiders. Always a backup. He might be familiar
with
the Patriots defense. How good he is in this moment, we shall see. But Sean Payton is sure talking him up.
Okay, well, anyway, well, if he be 50% good, and with the defense, they got a control booty, and they got a whole control of Henderson and Stevenson. And because I want New England to be bad. And then in the NFC, I gave the Rams way. Even though Seattle getting on bad, but I think Adams and Kuka and Stafford is a Super Bowl quarterback.
No, but listen, let me counteract that a little bit for you. The 12th man in Seattle is a factor. Sam Darnold has risen to the occasion week after week after week in the playoffs. It's always been, oh, he could be the undoing. Silently and quietly, he's got Cooper Kupp rejuvenated, catching balls.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got Jackson Smith and Jigba being Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's got some Notre Dame tight ends catching the ball, but he's also now got a one-back, one-headed monster in Kenneth Walker to rely on. And Walker has been a monster over the three games, splitting the carries with Zach Charbonnet, but Charbonnet week. So now it's 100% Kenneth Walker. If he stays healthy, he could run them to the Super Bowl, bro, because
yeah,
you need
could,
to
yeah,
run
but
the ball.
Number 12, dangerous too, though, with him and Adams running loose in the backfield. Anyway,
listen, I take nothing away from the Rams. Mm-hmm. If you like this game, take it over. That's what I tell people. But listen, the bottom line is the secondary of the Rams, very suspect. And I think they're going to let up a play or two that's going to be their undoing while Seattle's defense is playing at a high level.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're playing
and
good
their division
now.
Rivals,
if the Seattle playing good too now. But I know how they have the experience of being to a Super Bowl and winning one. And winning one home in their home stadium too. They have that little experience on Seattle. But I know yesterday you see the future Super Bowl winning GM and coach, right? You see them on the news, right? The future. Yeah,
very impressed, man.
Yeah, man. And my man come from
I got fired up. I'm not a Dolphin fan, but I listened to your coach press conference. I was like, by God, let's go.
Yeah, man. That song, goody song, good, man. Yeah, man. So we're looking forward to some good things happening in the next couple of years coming up. Your boy only got 9 points last night, Naughty VJ, but they still win Houston against Houston. Houston played them hard, boy, but he still had some good blocks and some good defense. Miami, Lewis, we got beat from Portland, but playing tonight. Yeah.
Listen, man, I keep in my eye on the trade block. I want to see, you know, if they get rid of LeBron or not, if they pull the trigger and send him to Golden State.
Oh, I know you and Pearlie will love that. You will love that. Anyway, like I said, we only need a good solid quarterback now. And boy, we ready to do it. And some other players. I mean, some other defensive and some offensive players. Anyway, I'm always out there, Naughty. Yeah, let me let someone else get. I can continue to listen. Sunday, have a good weekend, man. I call you on Sunday.
Press, bro. Be safe. Be blessed. All right, we got Stat Boy joining us right now. Sancho joining us. Proud father-son moment as always here on Talking Heads whenever he joins me. You can always check out me, Pearlie, Sancho, Mega, and of course, Clint J every Sunday right here on the Press Box where we talk all things sports, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's all being brought to you by The Island Game. If that's what you're going to play and win, play with the game, you know, the friends you trust, The Island Game. And then, obviously, you know, Green Power and Margaritaville PI. That's where we're catching all the AFC and NFC championship games in addition to the Super Bowl. And, of course, you know, Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. And don't forget, man, that huge Super Bowl party at the Cricket Club, Bud Light style, is going to be off the chain.
Definitely want to check it out. Bud Light specials all day long, all game long. Crazy giveaways, exclusive Bud Light giveaways. One heck of a game. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that with the big Bud Light Super Bowl party over there at the Cricket Club. But Stop Boys in the building. What's going on, Stop?
What's going on, Talking Heads?
All good. Listen, we got to talk real quick before we get the picks and the breaks. But what's going on? You got a new coach in Baltimore with your Ravens.
Yeah.
There's been some chemistry there between him and Lamar Jackson. So obviously there's a relationship there.
Yeah, I was anticipating talking about this more on a Sunday, but let's get it out of the way now. Yeah, we hired Jesse.
Touch on it now, but we can
Jesse
elaborate.
Jesse Minter from the L.A. Chargers. He was the defensive coordinator under Harbaugh. Was an assistant defensive coach for 4 years, 2017 to 2020 under Harbaugh. So he already knows Lamar Jackson, already knows some of the staff and the players. And yeah, he's been in Baltimore before, and he just rejoins as the head coach now, the fourth head coach in Ravens history.
So, yeah, I think the defense will obviously, you know, get the emphasis that it needs because y'all always have been famous for your defense. So if he can put his hands on the defense and keep the defense stout, I predict more if he's a Harbaugh disciple, more running the football. Who's your offensive coordinator going to be?
Well, we don't have one yet, but that's exactly why I'm not a fan of this hire. He's a Harbaugh disciple. We need new blood. We need new energy. We need a new identity. I'm not a fan of this hire, but we'll touch on that more on Sunday.
All right. Now let's talk real quick about some NBA moves. Any truth to the smoke that's coming out of LA that possibly LeBron in a trade to the Golden State Warriors?
We'll wait and see. I haven't seen any reports or any news about that. I mean, you hear LeBron's name in trade talks almost every year now. So I'll just wait and see. I'll just take a cautious approach to it. But the end is definitely nearing. Probably next season, LeBron is certainly gone, either retired or on a new team for a final year, however he wants to end his career out. But yeah, the end is definitely near, but I wouldn't say, okay, he's going to Golden State or he's going this place or that place just yet. We have to wait and see.
It may make sense if they do it this year for one reason, that they could get some pieces from Golden State.
Yeah, fair enough. But at the same time, while this team's contending, they're always going to say, oh, well, we had injuries, well, we had this, we had that. Let's see everybody on the court together. And, we'll just have to wait and see.
You think the Lakers are going to make any trades? I hear Richie Hachimura's name dangled in a lot of trade
rumors. Roy Hachimura, but, yeah, it's possible he gets traded because he hasn't been shooting too well, hasn't been defending the same. And so he's probably self-aware that he's going to be moved. So he's just, you know, tanking his value or whatever, gets traded cheap, goes to another team, and we'll see how it goes from there.
All right, well, I appreciate you chiming in. We got a couple of games we got to talk about. You know, we could go in depth on it on Sunday. But real quick, let's talk about the AFC and NFC championship games coming up. We got the Broncos taking on the New England Patriots. Healthy Bo Nix, I think my lean would be more toward the Broncos. But my lean right now has to be toward the Patriots because they're the better team on paper and the healthier right now. And quietly, Ramondre Stevenson has become a beast over the last three games. Running the football, almost 400 yards, six touchdowns, catching the ball as well. Please playing playoff football. Typical, you know, LeGarrette Blount-style Patriot playoff football, thanks to Vrabel's input on there. So I think that's going to help Drake May out. But overall, I think they're a better team. Their defense has played well. They're a top-10 defense. Maybe not as good as Denver's defense, but they do play well. They can travel. So I'm going to lean toward the Patriots in this one. What say you? And all based on the fact
I agree.
Bo Nix is injured and Jared Stidham is starting. And I don't care how much Sean Payton talks up Jared Stidham. There's a reason why he's a career backup.
I agree. Took the words out of my brain. And I don't like to call games before they happen because the games still have to be played. And these are grown professional players. They're the best in the world at playing gridiron football. But in my mind, New England's almost a lock to go to the Super Bowl. Pretty much they're a lock.
I hate to say it, but they because of the injury, I think.
This will be their 12th Super Bowl appearance in their career, in their history as a franchise. Insane.
Crazy. Sad but true. Sad but true. All right, now we got to flip the script over to the NFC side of the field. I'm going to let you open, get your take, and then I'll give you mine. What you got for me, Rams and Seahawks?
This is going to be one of the best NFC championship games in like a long, long time. Obviously, the Rams won the first meeting between the two and LA. It was something like 22-23, 23-19, something close like that. Then, obviously, Seattle had an epic, insane Thursday night football win. It was 38-37. These two teams are almost each other's kryptonite, and this one is so hard to call. I know people like to do their parlays and whatnot, but this is almost a game you really hate to touch. You really hate to even analyze it. I'm leaning towards Seattle for the simple fact they have the significantly better defense, and they're at home, and the energy of that crowd early on could cause problems for the Rams, and I think the Seattle Seahawks could start better early. But this is a game I don't even want to call. It could really go either way, and it'll be a great game. So I'm just excited to watch a good game on Sunday.
Well, we'll get in depth with it on the press box on Sunday. I'll tell you my final call on who I like, whether I like the over, whether I like the under, or the points. But like I said, I'm going to give you my take right now. And you had a very good take. We share similar opinions on Rams offense. Yes, I like McVay as a head coach, very situational head coach, adept at playing in under any circumstance, and having a game plan ready to go to war with. However, they are in Seattle. Seattle's defense is infinitely better. They're playing at a high level, front, middle, and back. The 12th man is another added incentive in Seattle. Very hard to play up there with the crowd behind them. Sam Darnold, week by week, unsung hero, has improved each week. It's a divisional game. These teams are no stranger to each other. Quietly, Sam Darnold's got Cooper Kupp catching the football again. And I think a heavy dose of Kenneth Walker, because he's now the featured back due to the Charbonnet injury. The Rams are susceptible to being pounded, and their secondary suspect.
JSN is liable to pop off at any moment.
Got it?
And Jigba's liable to pop off at any moment.
And Jackson Smith and Digba could be a thorn, staking everything up top and deep, and then letting Cooper Kupp operate under the middle. And now you can't put 8 men in the box to take away from Walker.
Exactly.
Now they can run the football. So I think things line up. Taking nothing away from the Rams. Very good season for the Rams. Solid team. And take nothing away from Matthew Stafford. Been there, done that, won the Super Bowl.
Likely the MVP this year, too.
Correct. But I got to lean with Seattle. If this game was in, I might go a different way.
I agree.
But, you know, and check us on Sunday on the press box so I can tell you my over and under for sure. I definitely lean in toward the over right now. A lot of people think it's going to be low scoring, but I don't think so. It's a divisional game. Third time for the year for these guys. They split the first two meetings. I like Seattle in this one.
I like Seattle as well.
But that could change by Sunday because you know how they go with Sam Darnold. He could have an oblique injury walking out of the shower after practice.
Now, that oblique didn't stop him last week. He tore the 49ers right up.
Yeah, and have you heard any or seen any 49er fans? We're still looking for Mega, you know.
Nah, we're looking for Mega, Eric, Uncle Sonic, a bunch of them. APBs need to be put out.
Yeah, they MIA. AMIA. All right, man, I appreciate you chiming in. Look forward to doing the show with you on Sunday. Love you, kiddo. All right, we're going to get to the break, man. For MJ, for Stat Boy, for Pearly, for everybody who chimed in, called in, texted. Have a great weekend, man. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break news is coming up, and we will see you Monday right here on Talking Heads. But, of course, we'll see you Sunday for the press box, 11 a.m., right here on Guardian Radio. See you later.